USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
Flight disruptions that have been impacting air travelers and airlines in the past 2 weeks aren't going away. More than 3,200 U.S. flights are canceled or delayed so far today. The flights canceled due to winter weather on the East Coast, along with coronavirus cases continuing to soar. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Remembrances coming in for an Oscar winner who passed away.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian-American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up.
What?
Mama would listen to you. You know she listens to you. Won't you do me and Benny? She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you do. Just say kind of easy like that you've been thinking about this little deal Walter Lee's so interested in about the store and all. Just keep sipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun. From 1961, a cause of death was not given. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is formally dismissing a misdemeanor groping charge filed against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes after the Albany County District Attorney said he could not successfully prosecute the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pediatric hospitalization rate from COVID-19 is the highest it's been since the pandemic started. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky isn't completely sure why, but has some ideas.
We are still learning more about the severity of Omicron in children and whether these increases we are seeing in hospitalization reflect a greater burden of disease in the community or the lower rates of vaccination for these children under age 18.
This comes as the CDC recently endorsed COVID booster shots for kids as young as 12. Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager Mark Elias is taking to Twitter, saying he thinks before the 2022 midterms, there will be a serious discussion about potentially disqualifying a number of individual House Republicans from serving in Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes Democrats aren't popular and won't win in 2022.
The American people see their agenda. They reject their agenda. They reject the crime wave that this party, the Democrat Party, is responsible for all across the country, the inflation, the out-of-control spending. They reject all of that. The Democrats know that. And come November, I think the American people are going to have their say.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.